Council President Darius Pridgen told an Ellicott District stakeholders meeting last night he and other council members had met with Mayor Brown earlier in the day to look at the issue and study what to do. The goal is to take state legislation already in use in New York City and make it applicable here. That would include tougher rules so that people living in the affordable housing units wouldn't be stigmatized by requiring them to use different entrances from those paying market rate rents, what are nicknamed poor doors or other indicators. Pridgen says the goal is to keep people from being pushed out of rental housing by gentrification and higher rents.
If you're going to build, and we haven't come up with the percentages yet, what the resolution asks for is the study. If you're going to build 10 units, 30% have to be low income. And that then forces developers to have to price their projects because they know a percentage will have to be affordable housing.
Pridgen says he isn't getting any pushback from citizens on the proposal, with many, many details still to be worked out. He told the stakeholders meeting the goal is to have the plan ready so that developments proposed for next year's construction season would be covered by these inclusionary rules. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.